The AM.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app. Go in the Apple and Google stores, download our app, carry Devil Radio with you 24/7, wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. Remember to click on our website on Support Devil Radio. Many of you asked that we put that link on. I'd like to know all the ways you could support the station. We're the one station hard hitting from the left. There are over 80 right-wing broadcasts around the state that are just peddling the big lie, peddling the alleged steal, peddling Trump. We're going to the lines. Rocky of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Hey, good morning. I'm wondering if you got any outlook on somehow changing the power of the Senate, you know, where it's representative. They take a vote on matters that come up, and say if you're from Wisconsin, you get, instead of two senators, you got your percentage of your population, California, Utah. Every senator can vote, but he's only a partial vote instead of every senator voting now. And, you know, we're partial votes because the smaller states rule a higher percentage the way it is now.
Right. Yeah, no, I do have a view, and thank you for raising that. It's a very, very important issue. One of the deals, the bargains struck when our founding fathers created the Constitution was that each state would have two senators, even though some of them were very large, like New York, you know, like Pennsylvania at the time, and some were very small, like, say, Rhode Island or, you know, Delaware and that kind of thing, ultimately, as they came in. And then more and more states came in, they all had two senators. So let me give you a ridiculous example. Some states only have one member of Congress. One member of Congress. Wyoming, one member of Congress. Each congressional seat is about 750,000 people. There are 435 members of the House of Representatives, and they're divided into the population of the United States. And what you get is how big their congressional districts are. So right now it's about 750,000, but every state has two senators. So the funny thing is Wyoming has two senators and one congressman, Liz Cheney, and they have about 700,000 or 800,000 people. Whereas California is pushing 40 million and they have, you know, 58 congressmen and still only two senators. So what you have is an anomaly where there's a real slanting of power in the Senate to the small states. The only way you can get rid of that is a constitutional amendment. Constitutional amendment is going to require 2/3 of the Congress, that means the Senate and the House, to pass it, and then 3/4 of the states have to ratify it. There's no chance that the smaller states are going to go along with that. Wyoming's not going to go along with that. Their senators aren't going to go along with that. That's the problem. That is the problem. So the thing so that's number one. Number two is the senators from the largest states tend to be more influential. But, you know, George McGovern was from South Dakota, and he was nominated to the presidency. Bill Clinton, very talented, one of our best presidents, Arkansas, he got to be president. So you can get influential, good people. I think the answer is to work hard to elect good people in these states. Rocky, thanks for calling in. Going back to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill? Bill?
Yes?
You're on the air.
Oh, great. I was talking to your associate there. Say, I got to say something. I just heard it today from the president of Johns Hopkins University. There is a strong movement for authority, to control authority by the far right. Actually, most of the right. They don't like public universities for one reason. Public universities teach young people how to think critically, how to look at all the issues and make a decision. They want people that are basically brainwashed into their line of thinking because they are the minority. They realize that. So they use, how should I say, this technique that we find in foreign countries where they attack universities, they attack free thinking. They're a white nationalist group that can't survive without their propaganda. And I was just talking to your associate, Jordan Kepler. I invite all your listeners to YouTube him. And he takes their own words and dissolves them right in their face. And they don't get mad. They don't get upset. But they don't even realize what he's saying to them. So anyhow, my point is, with the elections coming up, we have to be promote democracy. So I'm kind of rambling here. I'm going to hang up, but thanks for giving me a spot this morning.
Yeah, no, Bill, listen, I think that's the core issue facing our country right now. You know, Abraham Lincoln in 1861 faced a terrible issue, the imminent Civil War, the split of the country, and the perpetuation of slavery. And he took care of business. In 1941, Franklin Roosevelt had the specter of the Nazis running over Europe and possibly here, and then the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor. And he stood tall. And we will stand tall. Now, here's the thing about authoritarianism. It's really started to get ingrained in Europe and Eastern Europe. For instance, Hungary, Bulgaria. And obviously, you go a little east of there to Belarus, and they already are. Belarus is in talks to merge with Russia. Merge with Russia. So what do we do about that? 19 states right now have passed laws restricting voting. 19 states. And they run the gamut. A lot of them, there's essentially no absentee ballots without a doctor's excuse, or it's very, very difficult. Basically, people are thrown off the voting rolls. In Texas, you can have partisan poll watchers, in other words, thugs, and it's a felony for a poll worker to, quote, block their line of sight, end quote. What the hell does that mean? What does that mean? You know, these old ladies that are the poll, they're not going to want to be poll workers. And then in Georgia, the famous one, you can't give water to anybody in line. Even on a hot day, even a pregnant woman who faints, what, you can't give her medical attention? A lot of this has got to be overturned in the courts, but it's very time consuming. But here is the overall threat. And that is, they are putting the counting of the votes and the certification of the votes in the hands of Republican gerrymandered legislatures. And that is, in the proposal in Arizona is that the presidential primary is advisory, and that the legislature can pick the electors, because that's what happened in 1788 and that kind of thing. And of course, there wasn't even an election back then. And then it almost worked this time in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, the Republican Party said they wanted to send Trump electors, that we get 10 electors instead of Biden, even though he won. Three members of our Supreme Court said yes, they agreed. Four opposed it, which is why we have democracy in Wisconsin. One of them was Brian Hagedorn, but if he'd gone the other way, that would have been toast. Also, we have a Democratic Secretary of State, Democratic Governor, and on the elections board, the chair was a Democrat. There are three on our election commission. There are six members, three Democrats, three Republicans, and the chairmanship goes back and forth. One of the Republicans on there was in the fraudulent committee to pick Trump electors, even though Biden had won. If things had broken a little differently and Walker had been governor, let's say he'd won, and let's say there was a Republican Secretary of State and the Republican had been the head of the election commission, we would have sent 10 Republican electors to Washington, then we would have gone to the Supreme Court in a lawsuit. The Supreme Court is six Republicans. And they would have said, well, under the Constitution, the legislature decides the electors. There is language like that, but the legislatures have set up presidential primaries. The question will be, are presidential primaries constitutionally based? And this is coming to a head. You are going to see Democrats from now on will win by 7 million votes. And in elections where they also win the electors, you are going to see Republicans not certify them. If that happens, that is the slow destruction of our democracy. That is the slow destruction of our democracy. There has to be a strong statement from the Wisconsin Supreme Court, strong statement from the U.S. Supreme Court especially, that the presidential primary controls, that that is constitutionally based because it's been in effect for 200 years, or in our state, at least since the beginning of the state. So there you have it right now. We are coming up to that kind of a crisis, and the Republicans will simply destroy our democracy for the very cheap advantage of staying in power. The lines are alive. I got to go to a break. Do not hang up. I will get right back to the lines when we come back from the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.